From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Chinese telecom giant ZTE will officially be allowed to do business in the U.S. again. This is after it had been banned in April for repeatedly violating U.S. sanctions against Iran and North Korea by selling goods into those countries. In talks over trade, the Chinese government had asked the U.S. to lighten penalties on the company. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross confirmed news of the deal in an interview with CNBC this morning. Marketplace's Andy Euler is here with us live. Andy, what are the terms of this deal?
The deal includes a $1 billion penalty against ZTE and dictates that the company install a U.S. chosen compliance team. It also includes $400 million in escrow to cover any future violations and requires ZTE to change its board of directors and executive team within 30 days. ZTE has basically been crippled by these American sanctions, partly because it relies on a bunch of American-made components to build its phones and cellular equipment. The company also wanted to get into be more present in the American smartphone market, but the April shutdown has led to many American telecom companies and customers cutting ties. Last month, T-Mobile said it was going to walk away from an agreement worth more than $1 billion to distribute ZTE smartphones and other things here in the U.S. Whether this deal will change that decision has yet to become clear.
All right, Marketplace's Andy Euler, thank you.